Hi, this is Meghna Chakrabarty, host of On Point, and we're almost there, almost the end of 2021. And at least we've got some time to experience the holiday season, even though we're still in the midst of a global pandemic. Well, just to prove to ourselves that even if the pandemic feels endless, things do change and they can improve. We've been reaching out to people we spoke with back in 2020 to see how they're doing now. So in April 2020, we took a look at what the pandemic was exposing about the fragility of America's food system, an essential supply chain that few give much thought to as long as milk and bread are on the shelves. But with COVID, it was clear that food workers all along that supply chain were vulnerable, making the entire country vulnerable too. Bob Lebon is president and CEO of Lebon's Market in Connecticut. And for him, April 2020 was a shock.
Like nothing we've ever seen. Every day you just are going nonstop. And it's just amazing. The response from our crew, they just continue to perform under, you know, really scary conditions. And that's the whole thing, is trying to keep them safe.
Well, we got Bob back on the line this winter, and he gave us this update.
This summer was just absolutely brutal. Between the shortage of people with manufacturing plants having COVID where they're short staffed, and then the trucking shortages nationwide and fuel up, it's like a perfect storm of, you know, complications and frustrations.
The family business goes back six generations, but Bob says it's the people of Lebon's Market that define it.
I mean, words can't describe the appreciation that I have for all our people when they just, you know, especially those first few months when, you know, so many people just said, you know, work from home. We couldn't, just like, you know, the medical people, we couldn't. We had to go to work. People had to eat and people had to get taken care of. So they had no idea during those uncertain times whether they were going to get it, they were going to bring it home to their families, yet they came to work. And it was nice to see the world recognize, you know, food industry as essential workers. And our people stepped up and they're still doing it months later. And, you know, people like overtime, but when you're doing it for months on end, it gets old and they miss their family. So we really just said, just dial it back, do the best you can, and it's okay. I'd rather keep everyone's health and safety and their minds, you know, intact. And we've done other things like associate appreciation days, and we just started right through the rest of the year. All our associates get 30% off their groceries just as another form of appreciation for everyone going the extra mile. For me personally, the most difficult time, it was last October. And my wife was watching the show, The Good Doctor, and they were starting to have episodes that included stories about COVID. And the first 6 or 7 minutes of that episode, they were showing nurses that were in the ICUs FaceTiming family members as they pulled the plug on the respirator. And I see the tears of my wife rolling down her cheeks. And she said, that was me. I had to do that back in April and May. And as she said, I don't share everything I see and do at the hospital. So that was probably my toughest time because I didn't have an answer for her. There was nothing I could say or do. It just, you know, hug her and say, you know, I'm here for you. And I feel bad that you had to do that again, alone with no relatives to help be there when that family member passed. So that was a tough time. I'm looking at, you know, what the next 20 years of my life is and what our plans are, and, you know, definitely want to spend time with my family. I'm trying not to work the crazy hours that we all were working last year. So I'm, you know, for me, it's more worrying about everyone else. Exactly. That's been my MO. And as long as everyone else is good, then I'm good. You know, I want to make sure they're taken care of first and then I'm second. So during all this, you know, one special moment in our family is we had our first grandson that was born last December 7th, and he is just a ray of sunshine. He just has brought so much fun and excitement and joy in our lives. So he's just a special little kid and can't wait to have him start running around in a couple months. And his name is Remy.
Bob Laban is president and CEO of Laban's Market in Connecticut. We first spoke with him in April 2020 and again this winter. And Bob just emailed us this week with another update. Remy is officially walking and soon to be running around. So see, some great news as we approach the end of 2021. And with that in mind, we here at On Point wish you all peace, joy, and good health. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.